Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. And I want to add to it, love power. Yes. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. I know, my goodness, the stores are just packed last night. People buying these heart-shaped balloons, all kinds of beautiful things to share with the people that they love. And we're going to be talking about that very, very subject today, but maybe with a different perspective than you might consider. There is a doctor. His name is Lester Sauvage. He's 86 years young, and he has put together a book, part of his legacy. It's called Open Your Heart to the Magic of Love. It's a healer's testament to health, happiness, and compassion. And speaking for Dr. Sauvage today is Eli Chiaviello. And his story is a very special one. I know that you will enjoy it. Eli, welcome to the show. Hello, Eli, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the show. Eli, this book by Dr. Sauvage, this is a man who, as a physician, went through some very, very profound adjustments. That's what I will say. That changed his thinking as a doctor quite a bit. But Eli, how did you become involved with him? How is it that you've ended up being a spokesperson for his book? How did he touch your life? How did he change it? I know
well,
I've asked
I
you
started...
a lot of questions.
Hi, I started working for Dr. Sauvage in April of 1998. It was, at the time, I was doing temporary administrative work. I went to work at the Institute, the Hope Heart Institute, which Dr. Sauvage founded in 1959. My assignment was only 3 days, but I've been there for 15 years now. About 5 years ago, Dr. Sauvage began drafting chapters for what would become Open Your Heart to the Magic of Love. And that's his assistant would give me, and I would revise it and give it back to him, and he would revise it.
Okay. Eli, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because we're having a problem with your phone. I don't know if you're moving around when you're speaking, but the signal, we're having a little bit of a problem. So I want to repeat to my audience what you were saying, that you had had a work assignment with him that was supposed to be just a few days, and you ended up being with him for 15 years, and that he was dictating or putting together aspects of this book. So please continue. I had to interrupt you because your phone is doing some very strange things.
I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Great. Well, as I was saying, about 5 years ago, I began editing chapters of Open Your Heart to the Magic of Love. And through the course of that, really, I had no choice but to learn and understand the message that he is conveying, which is that treating other people with love will make you happy. I've been practicing this, and I found that it actually works.
Well, I wanted to share something about Dr. Sauvage for a moment here. He's from the state of Washington. He's a world-renowned heart surgeon. He's very much a humanitarian. He was studying advanced medical practices during World War II and the Korean War, and they found it, and he found that he was especially good at dealing with heart surgery. He's worked at the Boston Children's Hospital, a research facility for Providence Medical Center, Seattle Children's Hospital, and a number of other institutions. He was a founding member of Seattle's Hope Heart Institute and was very instrumental in developing surgical techniques and technologies. But more than anything else, this is a man who has tremendous faith and compassion for people. And he said that he feels our greatest human grace is kindness. And he said life is an incredible spiritual journey. And that is what his book is about. This is part of a legacy that he is wanting to leave, not just for being such a phenomenal doctor, but this is his legacy. Now, you said it has changed your life. How has his book, Open Your Heart to the Magic of Love, changed yours?
Well, quite simply, it's taught me the purpose of life, which is to be happy. And I have had quite a few experiences as a youth that never brought me any kind of happiness. Perhaps they brought me momentary distraction, but it never occurred to me that being happy is actually the purpose of life, and that treating other people well, treating people with love, compassion, forgiveness, and sharing, actually benefits me. It benefits the person doing those things immediately and without exception. Acting, being kind towards other people makes you a happy person yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this I found to be true for myself, and the change, it's difficult to overstate. It's tremendous. My whole being has become filled with joy and happiness simply by treating other people with love.
Now, there are some questions right in the front part of the book that he said, he asked the question, have you ever stopped and considered these kinds of questions? And if so, what kinds of answers might you give? And where might those answers improve your life? Here's five questions. What difference have I made in the world? Is helping other people a priority of my life? What plans do I have to experience greater happiness during the rest of my time on Earth? Do I have a faith? And what do I believe as far as life itself? And there's a lot of different points of information that he brings in. And I thought that when I was going through the book, that it was fascinating to me how this man, who is so involved with saving people's lives, and he himself actually found that he became a better doctor by employing these perspectives. And he said he has a three-part spiritual action program. He said, part one, he wants the people to embrace life to the fullest, but with a sincere realization of how wonderful life really is, the potentialities of life, the miracles that go on around us, and to be true to whatever their faith is, you know, whatever, however they choose to talk to God, whatever term they want to utilize, and to be quiet so that they can really hear whatever is being said to them, and then to serve humanity. And I think with people, many times they'd say, well, I'm not a Mother Teresa. I am not someone like that. How can I serve humanity? Eli, how would you answer that?
The simplest way is to see humanity in every person you meet. Treat each individual person that you encounter with kindness, consideration, and respect and love. Simply by doing this, you make an immediate difference in that person's life, And potentially, you can inspire them to do the same and make differences in other people's lives. In terms of serving humanity, I approach it on an individual basis where each person I meet is an opportunity for me to serve humanity by being kind to them.
With this also, he comes out with some pretty profound statements in his book. He talks about living creation shaped by its own consciousness, and this has been found in quantum physics. Now, here is a man who is 86 years young, who has bridged from a period when medicine was just beginning to come into its movement forward in understanding how to treat people more effectively and efficiently and well. And, of course, medicine is always something that's an ongoing area of growth and development. And he has been a part of that. This has been part of his experience, just in his background alone. And to make that kind of a statement shows me that this is a man who thinks on items very deeply. He is someone that is not afraid to step out of old boundaries, old paradigms, to move forward into something better. And I love this quote from Albert Einstein where he said, "The most beautiful experience we can have is the mysterious. Whoever does not know it and can no longer marvel is as good as dead." I thought that was just an outstanding quote. And he, in his book, he talks about playing hide-and-seek with gratitude. Well, that's always been something that I really believe in, being grateful, really grateful for whatever you have around you and for so many of the wonderful things in life that we do have. And did you, like he, find that making yourself happier was by perceiving your world as being happier? You just realized it was an inside job?
Yes, I would say so. The fact is that my perception is that gratitude, you can choose to be grateful for what is around you, or you cannot. And making that choice actually will help you be happier with your life, because when you see things as gifts, everything as gifts and things for which to be grateful, that really improves your. It improves your outlook because you can and your happiness, because there's so much to be happy for if only we see it.
There is a story in the book that occupies a good portion, and it was written by a man by the name of Joe. And when I was reading through this, I said, this is pretty powerful. This is a story, his own personal story, about how he interacted with Dr. Savage. But he didn't just tell about Dr. Savage. He talked about himself and how he saw his dad die. In fact, his dad had a massive heart attack and fell on top of him when he was just a little kid, and he was dead. I mean, this is a very powerful thing to happen to a young child. And, well, he didn't die right at that moment. He died later on. They got him to a hospital. But it had an impact on his entire life, and he was always out there trying to get more and get more and get more. He was very successful. He, however, found out that the family had a big, big history of heart disease, and he just wanted to ignore it. And one of the times that he couldn't ignore it anymore, he even challenged doctors. And then he became aware of Dr. Savage. When you were reading Joe's story, what resonated the most with you when you were editing this material?
Donna, every time I read Joe's story, it makes me cry. and that's always the same point, which is when he had come to despair and was prepared to take his own life, he got a phone call late at night from Dr. Savage, just before he was about to eat a handful of pills. Dr. Savage called him and asked him if he believed in God, and he didn't know what to say. And he said, so he said that he didn't know. Dr. Savage accepted that and asked him why he wanted to live longer. And that reminded him from his blackest moment of despair that he did want to live. And it brought him back. And he went on, he did not take his life, obviously. And instead, he went on to get the heart surgery that he needed and embraced his family with the love and gratitude that he had forgotten to have. And he never actually was able to... Dr. Savage never learned of this until he received the Seattle First Citizen Award. And Joe spoke at his reception and revealed that when the first time he spoke to Dr. Savage, he had been about to commit suicide. And then after that, he held a son who is 5 years old, who would not have been conceived or born if he had not met Dr. Savage. And I find that so powerful and so affirming of the basic principles of kindness. It still makes me cry each time I read it.
I know Dr. Savage was a man that was, it was very important to him that he had a relationship with his patients. And that is where I think this book, Open Your Heart to the Magic of Love, is so priceless, because as a man, as a world-renowned surgeon, he very easily could have taken an entirely different attitude, which many physicians have done, and be cold and impersonal and just logical and very technical in everything that he did. But he didn't do that. He felt that his associations with his patients were so important, and he would actually stay with them to make sure that he was there when they came out from underneath their medication. And something else also that Dr. Savage did, and I'm quoting from the book because we were talking about Joe. He said, "Joe, though I've provided you with excellent surgical care, you also need the best of medical care throughout the rest of your life." He said, "You have inherited a genetic abnormality of your liver that prevents it from removing LDL cholesterol from your blood. And you need to know you need to follow a certain dietary program. And I'll be happy to give you all the information." He was going to connect him with Dr. Dean Ornish. And this is something where a physician with that kind of candor, but yet saying it in a way that gives the details as information, you need to pay attention. These are things that you need to be mindful of. He wasn't judgmental. He wasn't harsh. He chose his words thoughtfully. And I think that is what had such an impact on Joe. The doctor's thoughtfulness and kindness, and he had to and still has to follow his own particular dietary regimen. But it's his dietary regimen. It's something that his wife said, "This is what we can do, and we'll just go along with it." So he had, Joe was shown that there's ways of dealing with challenges that other people would think, well, you're not going to have any quality of life after this, but he believed and found that he did. And this is something also, it gives information about so much in the world of medicine, yet at the same time, Dr. Savage wants people to know that they can have wellness, that they can really have a healthy, wonderful life. And in his book, he has directives for living. When you were going through the book, and you, or not going through the book, going through his material, and you came across these directives, which one of these directives had the most impact on you mentally?
The directive to embrace life. That's at the heart of it. But to really feel that every day and every moment is an opportunity to be happy, if you can see something to be happy about or something to be grateful for, or if you have to it's a chance to find a way to another person and really improve their day and improve your own life. To me, it's all at the heart of it is embracing life, and life is such a miraculous gift that we must cherish it. That I have to cherish it, and in cherishing the opportunity to live, I find the greatest satisfaction and the greatest fulfillment. That's what I do. I try to live each day in gratitude and awareness of the gift that I have, the gift of life.
In these tumultuous times, there's so much anger. There is a lot of frustration. There's a great deal of fear. And I know that today's Valentine's Day, and I thought I would share with my audience some of the things that Dr. Savage put in there in the book. He said, I shall advise married couples to love their spouses with every fiber of their being. Honor each other accordingly. And look at your children as precious gifts. And be aware to focus on those around you, your family, your spouse, and realize that together we can make the world a happier place. All we need to do is have courage and the will to put our love into action and do it in every aspect of our lives. My goodness, that's been said by sages throughout the ages, because that really creates shifts. And above all, he says, our spiritual hearts need to remain open, regardless of what a person's beliefs are. In fact, that was very important to him when he was working with his patients, to find out what their belief systems were so that he could empower them to live their life, as you said, you have found after being associated with him, to live life with an awareness that it is such a wonderful, wonderful gift. And in one of his paragraphs, he said, we can make everything beautiful right now, not with laws or weapons, but with love. In a world where so many people live in sickness, apathy, and fear, this bright goal is tomorrow's dynamic destiny. What a wonderful statement. This man has so much optimism. And he really, really is passionate about the prayer of St. Francis.
Oh, yes. And I carry a card with me in my wallet at all times that has the prayer of St. Francis in it. And that really, the prayer of St. Francis is essentially a reminder to oneself to consider other people's needs before one's own. And it says it is a thing that we receive. And that is so profound that it takes practice to see the truth in it. But it really is liberating once you see the truth that by giving of yourself, you are actually giving to yourself. If you treat other people with compassion, you're actually treating yourself with compassion. To love your neighbor really means loving yourself. And when you see that reflective aspect of living, it makes it so much easier.
Well, I think that this book has so many wonderful, thoughtful things, and this is a quote that is in the book that I think is a good way to close out the interview, because so many people, as I just read from this book, being a doctor, that's what you generally see as pain. Very seldom do you have a patient that comes in and says, "Hi, doc, I'm here. I'm feeling fabulous, but I'm here for my checkup." I mean, how many patients walk in like that? Maybe
none.
Not many. Maybe none in a doctor's practice lifetime of experience. But he put in a quote here by Khalil Gibran, who is one of my favorite poets. He said, "Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Even as the stone of the fruit must break, know that its heart may stand in the sun, so must you know pain." And could you keep your heart in wonder at the daily miracles of your life, your pain would not seem less wondrous than your joy. And you would accept the seasons of your heart, even as you've always accepted the seasons that pass over your fields. And you would watch with serenity through the winters of your grief. This has been very nice, Eli, having you as a guest today. The book, BetterLifePress.net, you could check on it. It's Open Your Heart to the Magic of Love. This is a physician's testament. He's 86 years young, to health, happiness, and compassion. A physician that not only works at helping people's bodies heal, but also wants them to understand that the gift of love to the self and others enables you to live a life with a lot more richness than you would have otherwise. And again, you can go to betterlifepress.net, find out more about this book. Eli Chiavialo, I thank you so much for being my guest today. It's been...
Thank you, Donna.
Wonderful having you. Do you have a quick thought that you would like to close out the interview with today?
Remember the golden rule. Treat other people as you would like to be treated. And the unwritten part of the golden rule is that following it will bring you happiness.
Thank you so much, Eli Chiavialo. And I wish you the best in everything. And give my regards to Dr. Savage.
We will. Thank you. And have a happy Valentine's Day, Donna.
Thank you, Eli. The same to you. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna, and again, a happy Valentine's Day to you. I hope that you are just having an absolutely fabulous, fabulous day celebrating chocolate, love, and being with those that are closest to your heart. And if you have anyone in the military that might be overseas, just know that love reaches no matter where you are. Just send it out in your thoughts, and just know that love is. It just is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's so much fun when you're out and about. Yesterday, I was out doing some errands, and I watched the expressions of people when they were picking up their heart-shaped balloons and carrying them out, and the kids so excited about the whole thing. When you were at school, did you give Valentine's to all your classmates? Boy, I remember that, and I can remember walking into the schoolroom and wondering how many Valentine cards were going to be on my desk. And of course, there's always the girl in the classroom that is the favorite of every guy in the school. Wasn't there one in your school? And you'd see all of them stacked up on the desk. It's funny. It really is. Valentine's Day elicits a lot of fun memories in my mind. By the way, if the telephone lines are open, if you'd like to give me a buzz, 888-627-6008 is the number to call into. And all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like after I give you some information. And I want to remind those of you in Seattle, it's 2 weeks away. It's hard for me to believe. The days just seem to be flying by with just such speed. The Northwest Women's Show is coming up. I'm going to have a booth there, booth number 405, but this is a show for the ladies and has been going on for almost 20 years. It is absolutely incredibly magnificent, all kinds of things there. It's really meant for a ladies' gal's day out. You don't want to miss it. If you're in the Western Washington area, please come. It is so much fun. Go to northwestwomenshow.com. You'll find out all the information about the tickets and the location at the convention center in downtown Seattle, which is CenturyLink. And I'm going to be putting on a women's forum on Friday, and I've been doing this for years now, and I have speakers, top-notch individuals, that come out and share with you what they have in the way of knowledge, and we're going to be having a number of guests that have been featured on my show. One is an individual that does the serum run up in Alaska. He's going to be bringing in his husky. Another is an animal communicator. Another is a fashion specialist. I mean, we're going to be talking about history. There's just so many wonderful people out here in the world, everywhere, actually, they are. I see out here, I mean, in the Seattle area. So we're going to be doing this. So check out the Northwest Women's Show. Come on by my booth. Say hello. I'll be doing many consultations, and I'm going to have oodles of books and CDs as well for you to peruse through if you are so inclined. But I'd love to see you, and I know you'll just have an awesome time. So put it on your calendar, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-627-6008. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Steve Hanna, who is an expert with energy massage. Now, massage, yes, we all know about massage, but how do you work with the body so the body is able to stay healthy, so it's going to be able to be at its best level? Well, I'll tell you what, Steve is going to be able to tell us about that. So that's on tomorrow's show. I hope you tell your friends, and I hope you'll join me. I wanted to share a unique story with you. Science will never, ever know anything. And this universe of ours often plops situations and things into our experience that we sometimes are not able to get an answer for. Maybe one day we will. Remember when the movie came out, I think it was called Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, it was the Jules Verne story, and it was all about Captain Nemo going underneath and living in the sea. Well, we haven't evolved to that level, but at the time that Jules wrote the story, he was decades ahead in the visualization of what could happen, what could evolve. And one of the characters in the movie that was infamous was the giant squid, the monster of the deep. Well, it's been fascinating how in the past few years they've actually found out there is such a thing as a giant squid. We actually have life forms in our oceans that we have just begun to find out about. Why? We didn't have the technology to go to the depths where these creatures live. So that is just a little tip of the iceberg of we've been able, perhaps, to crack, if you will. But this story is taking place in 1819 on August 13th, and also in 1844, and there are specific dates with this because people kept records of this unique experience. It happened in the evening of 1819 in Massachusetts. There was a brilliant white fireball that was seen just flying through the sky. And it was so bright that its motion, its movement, was lighting up the rooms inside of the house of a man by Erastus Dewey. And then guess what? That big white ball fell in his yard. What would you do? I'm sure you'd want to go out and take a look. Well, that's exactly what Mr. Dewey did. And he notified some people, saying, there is this jelly-like stuff that's in my yard. And he told them about this bright, bright ball of light that fell. Well, there was a Professor Graves, he was a chemistry expert at Dartmouth College, who came out as soon as he heard about it, came out right away. And he wrote a report on what's called Tawdry Sir, star rot. Have you ever heard of it? I'd never heard of it. Star rot? Well, he wrote all about what he discovered. And this was in the 1800s, remember. And it was very much accepted by the scientific community. Now, this is what he described. He said it was circular in shape, an inch thick, and with a diameter of 8 inches. The mass was similar to cloth on the outside. On the inside was a beige, lumpy substance that had a terrible, terrible smell. Anytime you tried to get near the jelly mass, you'd get dizzy and you'd get ill. You'd get nauseated. You just couldn't stay close to it. But they got some of it. After the outer layer they had been removed, the inside layer changed immediately from beige to a purplish blood-like color and became coated with moisture. Now, they put half of this that they found there in a glass. And do you know what happened to it? It went from a liquid to a very fine, odor-free powder. Now, he continued, Mr. Hitchcock, then went to live in Amherst, Massachusetts, And he said that years later, another object, just like the one that had been found in Mr. Dewey's yard in 1819, was found at nearly the exact same place. It's had the same color, same size, same consistency, and the reaction to it, when you got close to it, was exactly the same. Well, that wasn't the last time that this was recorded. In October the 8th, 1844, two men happened to be walking in a plowed field in Germany. This was Koblenz, Germany. And they had an experience unlike Mr. Dewey. There was a very luminous object that crashed to Earth. They watched it happen, maybe 20 yards away from them. It was getting too dark for them to investigate, so they marked the spot where they were, and they came back early the next morning at first light. Where they thought a meteorite had come down, there was a gray, gelatinous mass which shook when they poked it with a stick. They didn't try to save it. They were more intimidated by it, I would imagine. Three recorded incidences of this unique material falling in a brilliant glow to our Earth. What do you think of what? I haven't a clue. UFO? Who knows? Where did it come from? I wonder if they still have that powder somewhere in a glass jar in a museum that nobody knows anything about. It'd be interesting to see if they did, if they could do a scientific research on it, scientific examination with it. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 888-627-6008. One of the things I wanted to share with you, after having the opportunity to review Dr. Savage's book and sharing that with you, he felt as a physician that good health depended on getting exercise, having a healthy diet, having a positive attitude. As a doctor, he just saw how important this was in people's lives. And there are so many times we will get hit with different ailments or have different experiences physiologically, and we need to search things out. We need to question, because people, even people in the medical field, will have their own paradigms and their own boundaries. Why do they have them? Well, their life experiences, their education, their indoctrinations, and we're all affected like this. Well, if you're like so many of us, we say there's got to be an alternative that I can work with. And I thought I would just pull out some information about fruit and a nutritional component that I know you've all heard about, the fruit, the tomato. And why is this so valuable? Centuries went by before the Western world would even eat a tomato because they considered it poisonous. Well, it isn't. And, of course, now there are industries just centered alone around tomatoes, and it's one of people's favorite foods. I know when I was growing up, that was something. You'd slice a tomato, fix a tomato sandwich, or you would have tomatoes in salad. I have an Italian background, and tomatoes were sort of the staff of life when it came to Italian cooking. Well, why is this such a healthy fruit? And it is a fruit. It's because of a particular ingredient. It's lycopene. Now, that's what gives the tomato its wonderful, wonderful red color. And if you're like me, you don't enjoy a lot of the store-bought tomatoes because they're picked green and they're gassed and they really don't have any flavor. When you have a chance to have locally grown tomatoes that are vine-ripened, it's mind-boggling delicious. It is just absolutely fabulous. And I know here in the state of Washington, in the eastern part of the state where they just get so much sun, the tomatoes, I had a friend that I used to work with at a station, and he'd go over and he'd bring me back flats of tomatoes that they had hand-picked out of the field. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. And just a thousand times better than what we would get in the stores. Well, that's because they had a chance, again, to ripen, and they were huge. They were just beautiful tomatoes. Well, this pigment, lycopene, is chemically related to beta-carotene. However, lycopene is 10 times more powerful than beta-carotene as an antioxidant. I didn't know that. I didn't even give it a consideration. I just feel that it's good to eat and it's healthy to eat, and that's wonderful. And they have discovered that lycopene is one of the most effective cancer fighters. Not only that, it serves as a function, a stimulant function, to virtually every cell in the body. Now, why is that? Well, lycopene aids in the transport of oxygen, and oxygen is the fuel for cellular metabolism. That's right. You need it. That's why exercise is so important. You're stimulating the whole body. It also, lycopene also protects against toxic chemical exposures, and Lord knows we are all in that. When I come back, I'm going to share a few more details with you about this wonderful nutrient that really makes a big difference in our lives, and one of the best ways to get it is through food. But I'll share some more with you. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. 888-627-6008.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic. Safe for children, too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. And for those of you in Seattle, don't forget about the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. 2 weeks. It's going to be here in 2 weeks. Oh, it's going to be great. And I'd love for you to stop by and say hello. I'm in booth number 405. And check out the Pacific Northwest Women's Show site. You'll get all the details, all of that information. And I'm putting on a forum on Friday, March the 1st. Yes, it's March 1, 2, and 3. We're going to kick off spring with an enthusiasm, a buoyancy, and a joyfulness. And even, well, you're even going to be able to see, ladies, some good-looking firemen. That's right. It's just a feast for the eyes. So check out the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. I was chatting about lycopene, and, you know, this is really, to me, significant information, because those of us that are interested in wellness, if we become educated as to why certain things are important, with particular food group things especially, then that empowers us to pass that knowledge along to other people. Well, lycopene has the ability to assist the cells to communicate with each other and help them block the formation of malignant cells. Now remember, cancer is a mutation. That's right. Stress can create all kinds of things, but it's with any kind of disease, any kind of inflammation. There can be stress, mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual stress. And when you have good nutrition that enables your cellular system to maintain their normal configuration, and that way they won't go into what might be considered a malignant condition. Now, it's only in a few foods, and the royal tomato is one of the best, but sweet red peppers, interestingly enough, red grapefruit. I didn't know about the grapefruit. Watermelon, of course. It's also found in apricots, papayas. But tomatoes are the absolute best source. Now, one of the things about this is you could eat tons of tomatoes, and it's not going to have as much of an effect as it is when you have it with food that has some fat in it. Now, this was a fact I was not aware of. Lycopene is fat soluble, so it needs fat to be taken into the blood. So when you have something to eat, let's say if you're like me, you love to scramble tomatoes into your eggs. Or if you really are like me and you love spicy salsa, oh, that is, I just love spicy salsa. Well, that one of my favorite ways of having it is with scrambled eggs. My husband teases me about this. He says, you cannot be a self-respecting Italian. No Italian would have salsa with their eggs. Well, he doesn't know California Italians. Anyway, the salsa, the tomatoes in your salsa, when you have it with fat, it's going to be absorbed properly by your body. Now, how many times have we been told, leave the fat alone, no fat diet? That is ridiculous. You need to have fat in your diet. You don't need to eat buckets of it, but it's necessary. Fat is really important in your diet, and the type of fat is important. Your olive oils, your real butter. I don't have margarine in my household. I haven't had it for years. It is not best for your body. Real fats, natural fats, are the best. So if you want to get the optimal power of the lycopene, you want to have concentrated sources of tomatoes. But what they say, if you're going to have tomato juice, add a little bit of olive oil to it. Sun-dried tomatoes or sun-dried tomatoes in olive oil provide a huge supply of lycopene. Tomato paste also is power-packed. But you want to add olive oil to that before you consume it. And, you know, I found this next point of information just amazing. If you're exposed to any kind of toxic chemicals, if you eat a can of tomato paste blended with 2 tablespoons of olive oil per day, it is absolutely going to help to get those levels of toxicity out of your system. And the tomato paste cocktail, that's how it's described, is most inexpensive, and it's also the most powerful of any of your lycopene supplements. It's best to get it through food. There's a concern because there's lycopene supplements that are out there, but they have been genetically engineered. It's not the stuff that's necessarily going to be so compatible with your body. So just a tidbit of information there. And I know this is Valentine's Day, and I have a friend that shared something with me that I absolutely laughed at. I said, oh, you've got to be kidding. She said, no, Donna, this is really good stuff. Now, I'm not a martini drinker, but she absolutely loves her chocolate-covered strawberry martini. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she's having this as part of her Valentine's celebration. Now, this is what the recipe is. This is one serving. So if you are going to be by yourself, but you might want, if you're going out to celebrate, to see if there is a chocolate martini that you could have a chocolate-covered strawberry in. But this is the way it goes. If you want to fix this, it's just so beautiful when it's done. In a shallow bowl, you're going to mix equal parts of pink and red decorating sugars, and you're going to lightly coat the rim of the martini glass with a little bit of liquid and dip it into the sugars. And you want to take 1 tablespoon of strawberry syrup and pour it into a martini glass. And then in your cocktail shaper, the shaker that's filled with ice, you add 3 tablespoons each of vanilla vodka and cream de coco. You cover it, you shake it vigorously for 30 seconds, place a spoon, back of a spoon side up in your martini glass, covering the syrup, and very gently pour the vodka mixture over the back of the spoon into the glass, making sure not to mix the vodka mixture and the syrup. And then what you can do is have a chocolate chip strawberry onto a cocktail stirrer, place it over the glass, and it is so beautiful because the strawberry syrup is all down at the bottom. And then, of course, when it comes time to drink it, you take and dip your strawberry with the chocolate in it, and there you go. It might make your eyes sparkle. Who knows? I had to share that with you. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Life is a wonderful experience. And even if you're going through some tough times, remember this too shall pass. This is a day celebrating love, love on all levels. And it is something that I think deserves some attention. Remember, above all, love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, well, how are you going to be able to love and appreciate anybody else? Remember, too, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.